Monday, June 7th. This inadvertently turned into Pete Peterson Day, as at the staff meeting, we got into the concern about the congressional briefing that Peterson has scheduled for tomorrow afternoon, and the real disaster that could evolve as a result of his presenting a whole series of problems with no solutions. The feeling in the staff meeting was that the thing should be canceled, and that led to an all-day series of debates and counter-debates, which ultimately resulted in the decision to go ahead with it, but with some built-in corrections to make sure that the proper impression was created on an overall basis. The president had one session with Peterson and Henry regarding the Japanese textile negotiations and some concerns that had been raised by a cable from Dave Kennedy, who is over there on the negotiations at the present time. Then this afternoon, the president had Peterson in for a long time alone, discussing his whole goals approach, and the president was all fired up afterwards and delighted because Peterson has the concept of accomplishing big things and jumping over the little hurdles to get to where you want to go. This made the president very positive in his reaction, and I think probably solved the problem of the Peterson briefing tomorrow also. The president got into a lot of miscellaneous schedule items with me. He was concerned because the Brandt dinner was screwed up and had been made into a small working dinner, which he doesn't want to have anymore. He wants to be sure we take off 2 days on every weekend to get a chance to rest up. He's concerned because Helene's going to be here for the week after the wedding, and we'll probably hang on to go on up to Maine with the president, but we've set up Rose and Bibi to go instead. He's decided he might do a Q&A with the media briefing people in Rochester next week instead of just talking with them, so he wants a Q&A book put together. He thinks this is a good technique. He's toying with the idea again of still doing the Hovde dinner in Indianapolis and then going on to Chicago for the night and doing the retired people the next day. He got into his concern about who he'd have to sit with at the Blunt dinner and asked that I have Mrs. Conley sit next to him. With, of course, Mrs. Blunt on the other side, since she'll have to be by him. This afternoon, I reviewed our weekend poll with him, and he was quite pleased that the approval rating had gone up, and particularly pleased with the strong approval of his stand against legalization of marijuana and his stand in favor of the police arrests of the demonstrators. Both of these came through stronger than we'd actually expected, so they were good, positive items. This evening, he went to dinner at the F Street Club with the family and Rose and Ray Price, which is a nice move during the wedding week to get out of the house and break the tension there, which is apparently building up somewhat. There were great stories, cover stories, in both Time and Newsweek on Tricia today, and that should help too. End of June 7th.